Chapter 8. What happened? Comprehension. Passage. Read this narrative. When I go back in my mind and try to recall exactly what happened that night, details that seemed insignificant at the time now stand out in sharp focus as clues. Let me set the scene. It was the summer of 94. I had successfully won my first case, a rather tricky one involving insurance. That would be sure to earn me a good reputation. So, I had decided to drive around the countryside for a few days, seeing the sights and enjoying some wholesome country cooking. The first couple of days had been smooth sailing, with good weather and plenty of opportunities to relax both mentally and physically. Now things were going wrong. The weather had deteriorated into squally showers, and my engine was playing up. After plenty of stalling and starting, I finally came to a halt at about 11 p.m., a few miles from my destination. I appeared to be on the outskirts of a village, and there was a cottage nearby. Although it looked a bit run down and strange, I thought I would ask the residents for help. I walked up the garden path and was just about to raise the knocker when the door swung open and there stood a man of about 50 holding a length of rope. I explained my predicament and he sighed something about being a bad time, but then invited me in, courteously enough. The room was unlit, but not too dark as there was a full moon that night. Suddenly, my host returned with a candle, rather startling me when he appeared as I hadn't heard his footsteps approaching. He offered me a cup of tea, and we sat before an open fire, discussing what my next step should be. I couldn't help noticing that his feet and lower legs were soaking wet, and that despite the fire, a pool of water around him seemed to grow rather than diminish. Finally, rather reluctantly, it seemed, he invited me to stay the night, suggesting I turn in at once as he had things to do. I withdrew to an upstairs room, settled myself in as comfortably as I could, and fell asleep. I woke up early. It was a lovely sunny morning. I went down, but could find no sign of my new friend. Assuming he had gone out to get some breakfast, I went out to check on my car. When I got to the place where I had left it, I found a farmer looking at it. "Need help?" he asked. "Yes, please. I broke down here last night. The owner of the cottage let me stay, but couldn't help. Perhaps you know a mechanic." "I think I know someone who can help you, but you must be mistaken about meeting the owner of the cottage. He drowned his wife and then hanged himself 7 years ago. It's been empty ever since." Had I dreamed the meeting? I doubt it. The car was soon fixed, and I drove away hurriedly.